Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about this idea that we should gauge ourselves, balance ourselves when it comes to the different kinds of pressures that we put upon ourselves in order to really strengthen and increase our ubudiyah, our servitude, our obedience, and our worship to Allah. Now, of course, this is a important subject, first and foremost, because on this spiritual wayfaring path, the spiritual wayfarer or the salik, the spiritual wayfarer really needs to make sure to gauge their own pulse to see where exactly they are when it comes to the different forms and types of ubudiyah. Now, of course, if something is wajib, then that is something that we must do. It is something that we need to be putting pressure upon ourselves. So, for example, if a salah is wajib, it is obligatory, which it is, the five daily prayers, then if we are to increase and strengthen and really level up our ubudiyah, then we must put a lot of emphasis, a lot of pressure, and a great deal of importance to our wajib obligatory prayers. And likewise, on the other hand, we have things which are clearly haram, they are prohibited. And so we have to put a lot of pressure and a lot of emphasis and great importance to, for example, not looking at something that is haram. But now there are certain things in our worship, in our servitude to Allah, and our worship to Allah, and our obedience to Allah, and our ubudiyah, which are not obligatory and they are not prohibited. Now, these things are kind of, you know, I guess, extra recommended actions or actions that are it is better to not do. So, for example, it is recommended to eat less. Now, does this mean that you will go on a hunger strike? Or does this mean, on the other hand, that you will eat as much as you can? And so here, this is where you have to start to gauge yourself, you know. For example, on the very first day, don't completely stop eating. But over the course of time, you start to eat a little bit less, a little bit less. Now, this doesn't mean that you go into a phase where, you know, eventually you stop eating anything. That's probably not good for your health. But this is what we're saying, is if you put too much pressure, especially on things that are, they're not obligatory and they're not prohibited, then we might reach a point where we break ourselves and ourself will react, the nafsul ammara will react negatively and will actually stop us from progressing on our journey of the ubudiyah of Allah.
IRIB English Radio, Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
We're not in the front lines out there. We're not being targeted. What we can do is create awareness. But that awareness has to come within first. And part of that process is to adopt the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt. One seerah of the Ahlul Bayt that we have to understand in this era of the ghibat of the Imam is the ability to turn hardship into worship. It's not going to get any easier. Our fifth Imam says that if the individuals knew the events that would lead towards the zuhur of my grandson, they wouldn't want to be alive during that time. Amir al-Mu'mineen was hit with a poisonous sword on the morning of the 19th of Ramadan. He said one phrase. Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'bah is a very famous statement, he says. I would say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you were the one that destroyed 70 kuffar in Badr. You were the one that ripped the door of Khaybar. You were the one that killed Amr ibn Abdaud. You were the one that the Prophet said, you kullu iman in Jang-e Khandak. You were 33 years old in Ghadir. But nowhere do we hear the announcement of the success of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he was hit with the sword, he announced his success. The hardship of that moment turned into the worship of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You asked the sister Imam Hussein, Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha, that how did you find the day of Ashura? Imam Hussein's mission of Karbala ended on Asr Ashur, physically at least. She took that and she continued it all the way back to Medina. It's not easy to take 200 plus kids on that journey. It's not easy to take Imamah on your back across that journey, but she did that. And she witnessed everything from the shahadat of her own sons, her own nephews, her own brother, everything. And when she was asked, she simply said, what? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. I saw nothing on that day but beauty. Can you imagine for a moment? Watch your brother who has been with you since day number one, 200 plus arrows in his body. And you're witnessing that with your own eyes. And you equate that to beauty? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. Hardship into worship.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about how we should gauge ourselves and how we should monitor ourselves, and based upon the conditions of our life and the conditions of what should be done and what needs to be done, we calibrate and we measure and we balance our ubudiyah, our servitude, our obedience, and our worship to Allah. Now, we had talked about in the first segment how we have to be very careful to not put undue pressure on things that don't necessarily need that pressure because it can have negative repercussions. Of course, somebody who's used to eating three times a day all of a sudden stops eating, the natural reaction of the body and the soul and the nafs, the self, the carnal self, is going to be a negative reaction. Actually, it's interesting. It's probably one of the reasons why in the holy month of Ramadan, in the first maybe week or so, we have such a difficult time fasting. It is because we have not trained the self and the body and the mind and the soul over the other 11 months of the year, that when we get to the holy month of Ramadan, all of a sudden it's a shock to every aspect of our being, whether it is our nafsul ammara, or it is our ruh, our soul, or it is our mind, or even our physical body. Now, another thing that really is not emphasized as much as it should among the people, but is highly emphasized in the traditions, is the idea of marriage. Now, the flames of desire and physical desire are at its peak during the youth, and it is something that is completely natural, this desire for the opposite gender. But one should not completely prevent themselves from this. But of course, in order to satisfy and in order to fulfill these physical desires that an individual has as a youth, you have to find halal means. So that means to get married. Now, getting married is actually a part of the completion of one's journey towards Allah. And so one of the great divine laws is to get married so that these physical desires, which are natural, are satisfied via halal, permissible means. And of course, getting married helps us on this path of ubudiyyah. Now, there are certain people who might not get married for the rest of their lives because it might create some kind of pseudo-spirituality. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that we did not tell, the Christians, for example, to not get married and to live a monastic life in the mountains, in the hills, in the jungles. No, get married, have a family, and complete your ubudiyyah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, he who marries will keep half of his religion. And of course, what is our religion other than the ubudiyyah to Allah? Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Is defined a memory so fresh that it shakes the mind. Pictures so clear that it gives sight to the blind. 1,000 years, but it can still break the heart. Hussein taught us when he stood there all alone in a sight that gave tears to the eyes of stone. Never bow down to a tyrant on his throne. Even if your head from your body they'd part. Even if your head from your body they'd part. Hissed and millions admire. I was blessed with Karbala. I was blessed with Karbala.
How many lessons do we find in your sand? Stories that inspire the fall into sand. Stories that inspire